Good afternoon, everyone. Time for another Taco Tuesday on Q92, where we get together every week with registered dietitian nutritionist Amber Boyens from Immune Nutrition and Madison Healthcare Services. And welcome back to the airwaves once again, Amber.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Always a pleasure. Happy Easter to you.
Yes, and to you as well.
Looking forward to the Easter egg hunt this weekend.
Yes.
Should be fun. It's going to be rain or shine, because if it's cold outside, it'll be indoors at MMN Elementary. So
that's right. We'll have it going on either way.
That's right.
Lots of stuff for the kids. Everybody gets a prize. Everybody gets a treat bag.
And register at 9:30. Hunt starts at 10 o'clock.
A little less of a hunt if it's in the gym, but yeah, more of a gather, of an egg gather.
Well, still usually just kind of a gather anyway. Yeah. You don't have to hunt too hard. Just little kids, big kids.
Yep.
I don't even know what the age limit is, 12 and under or something like that.
I think, you know.
If you think you're a kid, I suppose.
Kid at heart.
You can get an egg, what the heck. So anyway, well, today we're going to talk a little bit about your Easter menu and seasonal spring foods, even though it isn't all that springy right at the moment, but it will be.
That's right. It sure doesn't feel like spring when we look at the forecast for the rest of this week, but spring is coming, I promise, right?
We'll be here. Yep.
It's going to be around the corner. And spring we see as a transitional time in so many different ways, and it's no different when it comes to produce. So we don't have this big collection of great seasonal produce in the way that we do in the summer, when we've got all of our gardens that are providing their bounties, right? And in the fall, when we have all of our squashes and our warm, cozy foods that we all look forward to in those seasons. But spring still has some stuff. And I thought, as people are looking at that Easter menu, some people have it set. And I'm not here to tell you need to change a single thing about that Easter menu. I was talking to somebody earlier this week, and we were talking about radishes, because somebody that's coming to her Easter gathering enjoys radishes. And I had said, well, you could make a potato-less potato salad with radishes. It's delicious. It's pretty simple, and it's a fun way to use radishes in a way that we don't usually think
of. Wouldn't that be a radish salad?
But it's potato salad. I mean, it's familiar.
Got it. Okay.
Right. The whole vibe of it is potato salad. Okay. Yeah, but yes, it's a radish salad. But she said, well, I'm known for my potato salad. I can't not make my potato salad. I said, well, you don't have to have potato salad or a radish potato salad, right? We can do both if you have the time and the energy and the desire to do so.
Right. And just don't put crunchy onions in either one.
Or choose one to put it in and let you know which one that is. Right.
Yeah, right.
Well, radishes and onions and potatoes all fit into this category of what's a great thing to use in the spring. And even though some of those sound like maybe they're a little heavier, like potatoes, there's lots of ways for us to lighten them up and use them in these wonderful spring fresh recipes. So carrots. We talk a lot about carrots being a versatile food, and they really are. They're loaded with nutrition, that deep, rich orange color from carrots. But if you have other carrots, if you have other colorful carrots, just like we've talked about in other weeks, you get additional benefits from those beyond the orange. So these things are great for our skin. They're great for our vision. Like I said, loaded with vitamins and minerals. And as we're thinking about what to do with carrots, the last few months we've maybe been putting them into soups and stews and things like that. We can certainly continue to do that. Roasted veggies are always great, and carrots are an easy thing to throw in there for that. But there's so many light salads that use carrots that we can mix into the Easter menu if we're looking for that. Or my favorite is the no-bake carrot cake bars. Really simple. They use dates as a sweetener. They still have that cream cheese frosting that everybody is looking for with a carrot cake. You'll get to try those this weekend, because that's one of the things I'm going to make.
All right.
So no-bake carrot cake bars, an easy way to lighten up our carrot usage a little bit and still feel like you're getting something sweet. Energy balls, we've talked about those a few times before. They're just a simple snack. They've got peanut butter, oats, honey, chia seeds, flaxseed. There's carrot cake versions of those that you can make.
Chocolate chips.
They can have chocolate chips. I don't usually put chocolate chips in my carrot cake ones, although I suppose you could if you wanted to.
Your mother sort of sends the protein ball along with me every morning.
Does.
And there's usually chocolate chips in there.
Yes. And when I make the original version or the s'mores version or the trail mix version, chocolate chips are pretty critical. Yes.
They're good.
They are good.
I look for the one with the most chocolate chips.
I'm sure you do. So if we wanted to lighten up potatoes, carrots pretty easy to lighten up with those salads, the carrot cake bars, things like that. Potatoes, a fresh potato salad is a great way to do it. Another thing we're going to be trying this weekend, we can't do deviled eggs in our house because I have a child with an egg allergy. That's right. But I love deviled eggs. Well, I came across a recipe for deviled potatoes. We're going to try it. So it's the same thing. You've got your little yellow potatoes, and we're going to scoop out the middle and turn it into a deviled potato. See how it goes, right?
I have another thing to look forward to.
That's right. You've got a lot to look forward to this weekend. Yeah. Onions are wonderful. They're still in season right now. Beets are one of our best.
Put them in the potato salad.
We'll see. Onions and beets are two of our best prebiotics, feeding those good, healthy bacteria in our gut. And they're still in season right now. Easy to use. Wonderful to add in. You can put beets in salads. You can put onions in pretty much everything you use. Lots of great ways to use those. But some of our other things that are sort of coming into play here, asparagus. We're not too far from asparagus season.
I like asparagus.
A few weeks away from when people will be harvesting that out of the ditches. And if they grow it and wherever they have it in nature. Pickled asparagus is wonderful. Any kind of asparagus is great. Now, asparagus is another one of our prebiotic foods. It really feeds that good, healthy bacteria in our gut. So if you're somebody who likes asparagus, add it in. Roast it. We put it in something called mock risotto. We put it in with rice and red bell peppers and peas and cream cheese and all sorts of wonderful things. That's a great way to do it. We talked a little bit about radishes. They're nice and crunchy and hydrating. Roasted radishes, people don't often eat them that way. Some people don't like the bite that comes with a radish. But if you cook them, whether that's, you know, cooking, boiling them or cooking them in the oven, roasting them, it takes a little bit of that bite out. But if you're somebody who's worried about blood sugar regulation, radishes can be an outstanding alternative to potatoes. Not that potatoes are bad. Radishes are just lower in carbohydrates, so they can be a good alternative.
Somebody else told me something interesting about radishes.
Yeah.
They said they quit taking, they used to take ibuprofen.
Yeah.
And now they eat a couple of radishes instead, and it did the same thing. Is that possible?
Absolutely, because there's loads of antioxidants in radishes, too, and antioxidants help reduce inflammation in our body. They also support liver function. Radishes do a lot of great things for our body. So if you like them, they're inexpensive. They store well. They don't go bad quickly. They're easy to use. They're versatile. Radishes are great.
A lot harder to swallow than those little pills.
Maybe chew them.
Oh, chew
yeah.
it up.
Not the pills, the radishes.
That's where I was having trouble with that. Okay.
Green onions, peas are leafy green vegetables. All of those are great kind of spring reset foods. Super light. Add a lot of lightness to anything that you're eating. And this is also when we start to get into foraging season. We've got some mushrooms that'll be showing themselves here in the next, you know, 4 to 6 weeks probably. And ramps. Have you ever heard of ramps before?
I parked on one a couple times.
Don't eat those.
Okay. No, to be honest, I have not.
Ramps are wild leeks. So that's another thing that you can forage for here in Minnesota. Really, the northern part of the U.S. has them. But they do take up to 7 years to mature. So responsible foraging, if that's something you try this year.
How do you know what you're looking for?
Well, I would find a good guide on the University of Minnesota Extension website or the itsaveggworldafterall.com. That website has some information on looking for ramps, too.
Yeah. Kind of like picking mushrooms. You don't want to go out there and do that randomly.
You do not.
You want to be very careful about that.
Yes. Yeah. And you want to make sure you're doing it in the right places, too. Right. There are places where you are not allowed.
Right.
To forage for things.
You know, the neighbors don't like it when I forage in their garden, for example.
Yes, don't do that unless you have permission.
Right.
But lots of great spring foods to add in. Some of our herbs are going to start coming up if we have little herb gardens planted. Like I said, I know these next few days are not going to feel so much like spring, but it is coming. Get those gardens ready.
That's right. A lot of people looking forward to it. And
yes.
In fact, our gardening show started last week on Q92.
Love it.
So, yeah.
So yes.
If you have questions, that'll be on Thursdays.
Ask those on Thursdays, not Tuesdays. My garden is not usually very successful. So I will listen on Thursdays.
Okay. Sounds good. All right. Well, Amber, appreciate the info. Getting a happy Easter to you.
Thank you, too.
Where can they find you if they're in need of more information?
Yep. You can find me online at imunutrition.com. That's imunutrition.com. On Facebook at imunutrition, or call up to the clinic here in Madison and set up an appointment.
How'd all your power hours go this last? I know you were kind of busy talking to groups, right?
I was. I'll have one more. And then we did our big public one at the care center yesterday, and that one went well. So good. I'm always happy to come out to places, chat with people, share some information. Just reach out if you have questions about it.
You'll be speaking at Kiwanis.
I will.
Madison Kiwanis Club on the 14th. The 14th, I believe.
So you got it.
Anybody wants to hear you, they're welcome to come over to the VFW at noon.
That's right.
All right. Well, we'll see you again next week for another Taco Tuesday.
Sounds great. Thank you.